Hi, so sorry we haven't done an episode today, but today we'll be reading a story. Rosie Revere Engineer by Andrew Beauty, illustrated by David Roberts. Sorry you guys can't see the pictures, but it's a podcast. This is the story of Rosie Revere, who dreamed of becoming a great engineer. In Lilla Gree's classroom at Blue River Creek, young Rosie sat shyly, not daring to speak. But when no one saw her, she peeked in the trash for treasures to add to her engineer stash. And late at night, Rosie Revere rolled up her sleeves and built in her hideaway under the eaves. Alone in the attic, the moon high above, dear Rosie made gadgets and gizmos she loved. And when she grew sleepy and hid her machines far under her bed, when they never be seen. When Rosie was young, she had not been so shy. She worked with her swooping over one eye and made fine inventions for her uncle and aunts, a hot dog dispenser and helium pants. The uncle she loved most was Zookeeper Fred. She made him a hat to keep snakes off his head. From parts of a fan and some cheddar cheese spray, which everyone knows keeps the pythons away. And when it was finished and Rosie was pad, but Fred slapped his knee and chuckled out loud. He laughed till he wheezed and his eyes filled with tears and the horror of Rosie Revere, who stood all embarrassed, perplexed, and dismayed. She looked at the cheese hats and looked away. "I love it," Fred hooted. "Oh, truly, I do." But Rosie Revere knew that could not be true. She stuck the cheese hat in the back of her shelf, and away that day, she kept her dreams to herself.
And that's how it went until an autumn day. Her oldest relation showed up for a stay. Her great-great-aunt, Rosie, was a true dynamo, who'd worked building airplanes a long time ago. She told Rosie tales of the things she had done and goals she had checked off her list one by one. She gave a sad smile as she looked to the sky. "The only thrill left is my list to fly." But time never lingers as long as it seems. I'll chalk that one off to an old lady's dreams.
That night, as Rosie lay wide awake in her bed, a daring idea crept in her head. Could she build a gizmo to help her aunt fly? She looked at the cheese hat and said, "No, not I."
But questions are tricky, and some hold on tight, and this one kept Rosie awake through the night. So when dawn approached and red streak lit the sky, Rosie Revere knew just how to make her aunt fly.
She worked and she worked till the day was half gone, then hauled her cheese copter out onto the lawn to give her invention a test just to see the ridiculous flop it might turn out to be.
Strapped into the cockpit, she flipped on the switch. Oh, cheese copter sputtered and twitched. It floated a moment and whirled round and round, then froze for a heartbeat, crashed to the ground.
So Rosie heard laughter and turned around to see the old woman laughing and slapping her knee. She laughed till she wheezed and her eyes filled with tears. All the horror of Rosie Revere, who thought, "Oh no, never, not ever again will I try to build something and sputter a spin, or build with a lever, a switch, or a gear. I never will be a great engineer."
She turned around to leave, but then Great Aunt Rosie grabbed hold of young Rosie and pulled her in close and hugged her and kissed her and started to cry. "You did it, hooray, it's a perfect first try. This great flop is over, it's time for the next." Young Rosie was baffled, embarrassed, perplexed. I failed, said Dear Rosie. It's just made of trash. Don't you see? The cheese copter crashed.
Yes, said her aunt. It crashed. That is true.
But first, it did just what I need to do. Before it crashed, Rosie blew that. It flew.
Your brilliant first flop was a raging success. Come on, let's get busy and go to the next. She handed a notebook to Rosie Revere, who smiled at her aunt as it became clear. Life might have failures, but this was not. The only failure could happen when you quit.
They worked till the sun sneaked away to its bed. Aunt Rosie tried her headscarf around Rosie's head and sent her to sleep with a smile ear to ear to dream the bold dreams of a great engineer.
At Blue River Creek, all the kids in grade 2 built gizmos and gadgets and dickhickeys too.
With each other perfect failure, they all stand and cheer, but none quite as proud as Rosie Revere.
That's the story of Rosie Revere Engineer.
So I hope you guys liked it. Bye. See you next time on the next episode.
See you next time on Golden Era Podcasts. Here are some bloopers just to make you laugh. Hi, guys. So sorry we haven't done an episode. Soon this is Kate in Cambria.